expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Fourth quarter is here. John Audius with you. Oregon leads Wisconsin 58-42. 16-point lead for the Ducks on their home court. They've led by as many as 23. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for a legal ID, and you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Great start for the Badgers in quarter number four, a 7-0 run to the start of the quarter. Wisconsin outscoring the Ducks 7-0, and they've brought it down to 16. After that 58-35 third quarter 23-point lead for Oregon. Badgers in this quarter, 2 of 4 from the floor with 7. Oregon 0 of 3. Still a lot of time left for Wisconsin. This quick start in the fourth has given them a little bit of hope here, down by 16. About 7 minutes or so to go in this one. 12 points for Natalie Leitzinger. She leads Wisconsin in scoring, followed by Carter McCray, who has 9. Back to the action. Shea has it. Left baseline, kicking it out. Here's a three ball, went halfway down, missed by Fizzo, popped out. Rebounded by the Badgers. Ronnie, front court. Gives it up to Leitzinger on the left. Leitzinger leaves it over for Jimenez, high right side. 6:36 and counting to go in the fourth. Here's Jimenez, a drive, right baseline, has some space, down low, double team, wraparound pass stolen. Fizzo comes out of there with the steal. Oregon, front court, Fizzo out on top. Fizzo, near half of the court, near the right sideline. Finds Falatea. Now to the left side, it's Kelly. Back on top, Falatea. Return pass, Kelly has a left wing. Around McCray, bouncing off to the right. Here is a drive. There is a whistle with 2 on the shot clock and a double dribble. It's called against Fizzo. It'll be a Wisconsin ball. Down by 16. Still on a 7-0 start to the fourth quarter, but we're about approaching the midway point of the fourth quarter. Wisconsin needs some points. Jimenez. Just right of center, dribbling to her left, looking back to her right, gives it over to Porter. Now Williams, double team, mid block right, and a pass to the corner for Leitzinger. And she lost it out of bounds on the baseline. Turnover, Wisconsin. That is 22 turnovers for the Badgers today. Che, baseline right. Ducks work it around to the left side now, where Muhammad has it. Lobs to Che, right shoulder turn up with the left hand. Missed it over Williams and got the rebound right back and put it up and in for 2. Che staying with it, 60-42 Oregon. Approaching 5 minutes to go. First basket of the fourth quarter for the Ducks. By the way, those Badgers, 22 turnovers, a season high. Here is Ronnie Porter for 3 in the right corner. No. Rebound ripped down by Muhammad. 4:50 to go in this game. And a travel call against Oregon. Ducks give it right back. 13 turnovers for Oregon today. 60-42. See what Wisconsin can do with it on offense. Here is Jimenez, pull up mid-range, left side, it's in. Jimenez with a season-high scoring today. That jumper gives Jimenez 7 points. Here's Che backing down Williams, low block left, up and in. Che all of a sudden going to work for Oregon. 62-44. Che with 8 points on 3 of 9 shooting. Three Ducks are in double figures. Muhammad with 12, Falatea and Kelly each with 10. 62-44. Ducks with the lead. Badgers have the basketball. 4 minutes to go in this game. Here's Leitzinger outside right, driving in from the right side. Finds McCray. Short corner jumper on the right. Skims off the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Ducks. Kelly has it. Kelly pushes with the pass into the front court. Falatea to Che. Free throw line. Che back out Kelly. Leitzinger will defend. Asks for the screen. Muhammad sets it. Bounce to the right wing. Fizo with it. Williams on her. Shot clock's approaching 10 seconds to go. Now Che catches. Deep left side. Hook shot with the left hand. No good. Che fighting for it. She got it back. Ripped down and a jump ball. Ripped away by McCray. Jump ball possession arrow to Oregon. 62-44 Ducks over the Badgers. Now we got about 3.5 minutes to go in this one. Hey, reminder coming up on the postgame show. We'll go through these final stats. Hear from head coach Marissa Mosley. Also listen to some of the highlights from today's game. As the Badgers running out of time now against Oregon here this afternoon. Wisconsin has lost two straight Big Ten games coming into today. They're at 44 points right now with 3:15 to go. This would be a new season low. Or previous season low, last game 50 against Minnesota. Here's a jumper, left baseline. No, but last touch by Wisconsin. Jumper was missed by Mevious. Now the Badgers have some new faces in there, including Gracie Gresh, freshman from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Kelly off the inbounds, jumper popped out, no good. Gresh rips it down for the Badgers. Here comes Gresh with a pass to Jimenez up the left sideline. 62-44, Oregon on top. Douglas tries a baseline drive, runs into Che. Lost the ball, but it was last off of Che. .2:57 to go in this game. Oregon, by the way, limiting opponents to about 60 points per game. Here's Gresh from the left side. Had a good look at it, missed it, then it goes out of bounds. Last touch, Wisconsin. Yeah, no, the Ducks allowing 60 points per game. That's 10th in the Big Ten. So far, they've given up 44 to the Badgers today. Mevious on a drive, kicking it out to Falatea. Ducks work it inside to Che. On Williams, right shoulder turn, left hand hook, halfway down and popped out. Rebounded by Williams. Here's Jimenez, front court. Jimenez brings it back out as she penetrated. Now has it with the right hand dribble. Defended by Mevious. Over to Douglas, ball fake around Che. Scooping layup will go for Hallie Douglas. There's a 6'1 grad student from Lake Forest, Illinois. Douglas scores about 4 per game. She's at 5 today. 62-46 Oregon, approaching 2 minutes to go in the game. Ducks leading, a whistle. Here's a 3. That's going to be no good. Whistle before then. Wisconsin has trailed by as many as 23 points in this game. Here's Jimenez into the front court for Wisconsin. Jimenez, right side. Badgers down 16. Double team on Williams. Jump pass off to the left. Here's Gress with some space on a drive left baseline. Kicking it to Kron. Left side three. It's good. Kron connects again. Second three-point make of the afternoon for Kron. And it's 62-49. 90 seconds to go in this game, however. All Oregon. Here is Mevious. A three-pointer on the left, responding to the Badgers' Kron. Yeah, a little bit of a three-point contest going out there right now. Let's see if the Badgers can get one back. 65-49, approaching a minute to play in this game. All Oregon. Here's a drive by Jimenez. Douglas just left of the wheel for three, and it's in. Number 10, Hallie Douglas. 65-52. We'll see if Oregon can come back. We've had three straight threes here by each side. Two by the Badgers, one by Oregon. Falatea off to Kelly, 43 seconds to go. To the corner, Mevius. How about a three right there? And that one is good. 68-52. Badgers hit a three. Oregon came back with a three. Wisconsin with a Douglas three. And Mevius comes back with another three. But 30 seconds to go in this one, all Oregon. Here's Williams at the top of the key. One dribble, looking for somewhere to go. Finds Douglas outside right. Douglas on a drive. And a foul reach in against Oregon with about 15 seconds to go in this game.
Amina Muhammad, her second foul of the game. Team foul number four in the quarter.
68-52, Oregon. Badgers inbound to Gresh, bouncing for Douglas, top of the key. Now to Williams, back to Halley, kick out Gresh, a ball fake, down to 5 seconds. Gresh off to the left, Jimenez driving with two, with one, lost the basketball. Horn sounds and Oregon defends its home court this afternoon. All Ducks, they never trailed in this one. And Oregon defeats Wisconsin 68-52. 16-point win for the Ducks. And the Badgers fall to 1-3 in Big Ten play. Now 10-5 this season are the Badgers. Oregon improves to 11-4 and now evens its Big Ten record at 2-2. First meeting since 2009 between these two teams, and Oregon picks up the win. Well, coming up on the postgame show, we will go through these numbers, through these stats, and up next we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
...68-52 final score. Oregon beats Wisconsin this afternoon. Now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley, who joins us from Eugene, Oregon. Coach, tough one for you and your team today, and I know you would have wanted more from Sarah Williams. Can you kind of talk about her 3 points today in 30 minutes and what was working, I guess, for Oregon to limit her?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously they really doubled up on her, and we tried to, you know, move around in different ways. Obviously, they've got a lot of size, and they were able to kind of cycle in different posts on her. And I was trying to move around a little bit, but I've got to get back to the drawing board and help that kid be able to score more points.
Yeah. Well, how else did you see the game play out, in your opinion, today?
I think that there were stretches where we did what we needed to do defensively, but it was like we would have empty possessions coming back down. So we'd get a stop, and then we'd have an empty possession. And, you know, that can be tough, and then you miss a shot, and then they come down and they hit a three or, you know, get to the free throw line. And so I just think it was a little bit of a grind. I felt like my kids kept fighting, but we just, you know, we didn't necessarily take advantage of the opportunities that we had.
So just kind of looking statistically, you know, you shoot 40% from the floor. Oregon shoots 49%. I know you guys made some threes today, 8 3-pointers. What would you say is the one or two positives you take away from this one?
Well, I think that, you know, we're still growing this program. We're still continuing to learn how to play together. And obviously playing on the road is always tough. But the one thing that, you know, we try to hang our hat on is that we're going to continue to compete for 40 minutes. And so I think that's something that, we absolutely have to continue to do. We didn't stop trying to execute and find different ways to score buckets.
All right. Thank you so much for the time, Coach. Yep, that's head coach Marissa Mosley. And to reemphasize her point there, playing for a full 40 minutes, that's exactly what Wisconsin did in that fourth quarter. Badgers outscored the Ducks 17-10 in the fourth quarter. But it was too much Oregon today as the Ducks beat the Badgers 68-52. Let's take another break. When we come back, a look at the numbers. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So
so protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. All are invited to take advantage of Ruby's Pantry for a $25 donation. You'll receive an abundance of food. All are welcome the second Saturday of each month. From 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., the distribution is at SMC Limited, located on Griffin Street right here in Amory. Ruby's Pantry. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
4 assists from Kelly today. 8 points for Che, who was 3 of 11 with 4 rebounds. 7 points from Fizo, who was 2 of 4 from the floor. 4 points from Whitfield, 3 points from Rambis. Wisconsin had just one player in double figures this afternoon, and it was Natalie Leitzinger. Leitzinger goes for 12 points today. Leitzinger was 4 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 4 from downtown with 3 rebounds in 27 minutes. 9 points from McCray, just misses out on double figures. 6 rebounds for McCray in 22 minutes. After that, the scoring load falls to 8 for Hallie Douglas, who was 2 of 2 from downtown, a couple of rebounds, 3 of 4 from the floor. Deanna Jimenez, a season-high 7 points today in 18 minutes of action with 2 assists. 6 points from Lily Cron. She made 2 three-pointers, 2 of 3 from outside the three-point arc. Tess Myers had 3 points. And Sarah Williams had 3 points for Wisconsin. Williams' streak of 5 straight double-doubles is done after today, and her streak of 6 straight games in double figures is also done. It's a season low. 3 points from Sarah Williams, and Williams just took 2 shots today. She was hampered by fouls, finished with 4, but she played 30 minutes. Also, 8 rebounds, which was a team best for Williams. She also defensively got a couple of blocks. So she is now sole possession, second place all-time in the career blocks list for Wisconsin. 2 points from Spasovsky and 2 points from Porter, who handed out a team-high 6 assists and also was 0 of 6 from the floor. So Williams and Porter combined for 5 of the 52. And once again, just reiterating what Marissa Mosley told me here after the game, just that they need to do a better job of finding Sarah Williams' shots. She had 2 attempts, season-low 3 points. Badgers fall 68-52. One more break, come back and listen to some of the highlights from this one, then we'll wrap it up. Badgers fall in Eugene, Oregon. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Postgame show wrapping up as Wisconsin falls on the road to Oregon, 68-52. Wisconsin now 10-5 overall and 1-3 in Big Ten play. The Badgers have lost three in a row after winning five straight entering Big Ten play back on December 28th. It was a quick start for Oregon today. Big fourth quarter for the Badgers, but once again they fall by 16. Let's take a listen to some of the sounds and highlights from today's game. Still has it top of the key. Drives to her right. Looks to her left. Down to 3 seconds. Look inside. Spasovsky at the buzzer, and it's going to count. Spasovsky deep on the right. Puts it off the backboard for two. And Wisconsin ends the first quarter with a bucket. Here's Myers, right corner. McCray's open if they can get it to her. They do. Now to Myers. McCray sets the screen. Here's Tess. Top of the arc, bouncing for McCray, down low. McCray fighting her way to the rim. It's good, and a foul. First team All-Big Ten selection a season ago. She's the reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Two personal fouls as well. Slow first half for her. Leitzinger catch and shoot off the inbounds, and the jumper's in. Lobs inside to McCray, kicking it back out. Porter on the right. Here's Ronnie making a move over to Myers. About a three on the left side. Myers splashes it down. A three-pointer from Tess Myers. And Wisconsin trails by 14 with 5:47 to go in the third. 23-point Oregon lead. Kron wide open for three, and Kron connects from the top of the key. Wisconsin's Lily Kron from deep. 54-34. 65-49, approaching a minute to play in this game. All Oregon. Here's a drive by Jimenez. Douglas just left of the wheel for three, and it's in. There you go. Some of the highlights from today's Badgers setback at Oregon, 68-52. Up next, the Badgers continue in the Pacific Northwest for a Tuesday night matchup against the Washington Huskies. We've got the pregame show starting at 7:40 with tip-off just after 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday on the Badgers Sports Network. Check your local listings. For Eason D'Amelia, back in the studio in Jefferson City, I'm John Audius saying so long from Madison, Wisconsin, where the Badgers fall on the road in Eugene, Oregon, 68-52 to the Oregon Ducks. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any...
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday, Mino and the Mayor, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot about these freezing temperatures.
And we'll talk a little Packer football heading into the playoffs. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We return you now to the Civic Media Spotlight, and up next we'll hear from the Todd Alba Show. This week, Todd updated listeners on the tragic attack in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. He focuses on the disinformation spread by Fox News about the perpetrator of the attack and Fox's goal to demonize immigrants.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on this first live show of 2025 here at the All Ball Show on this Thursday, January 2nd. Zomers on the board. Taking your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going to get to you in a bit here. This election coming up tomorrow in D.C., the House Speaker. Is Mike Johnson in trouble, and how could it affect the certification on January 6th of President-elect Donald Trump? Also, have you heard of this, Somers? Norovirus.
Yeah, I know some people who got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, knock on wood, so far not me. But we're later on in the show talking about norovirus, how to help prevent the spread of it. And if you have it, please stay home because I hear it's apparently highly contagious.
Oh, very contagious.
Yeah. So talking about that in hour two as well, our what's worse for the day involving midweek holidays. Gonna want to stay tuned for that. But right now, talking about the top serious news stories of the day. Again, according to Channel 3000 here in Madison, a kindergartner has died after an accident involving a school bus in Waukesha County. A kindergartner died this morning after an accident involving a bus at Silver Springs Intermediate School in Sussex. In a letter to families, Hamilton School District Superintendent Paul Milkey said the 4K student was at SSI to get on a shuttle bus bound for Willow Springs Learning Center. The district would not share further information on the tragedy out of respect to the child's family. And here in Madison, again, according to Channel 3000, the Wisconsin Election Commission voted this morning to investigate the Madison City Clerk's Office after 193 unprocessed absentee ballots were found during a post-election audit process. The commission, made up of six members appointed by both Democrats and Republicans, argued a lack of transparency from the Madison clerk required the commission to dig into the process. Important to note, as Zomers did in hour one, that according to the Dane County officials, there would have been no difference. If all 193 unprocessed ballots had gone to one individual, would have been no difference in any outcomes, but still important to get to the bottom of this. Also talking about the top news stories yesterday, again, this terrorist attack with the president. FBI officials are calling a terrorist attack now in New Orleans. 15 now counted dead, including the shooter, the alleged shooter. At least 30 more injured and some in critical condition. And simultaneous, well, that's not accurate. Later on in the day, this attack in New Orleans happened about 3 o'clock in the morning after things started dying down a bit on Bourbon Street, New Orleans. Later in the morning, out in Las Vegas, a Tesla truck exploded in front of the front doors of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. According to reporting now, according to NBC, the driver of the Cybertruck that exploded outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas was a member of the elite Army Special Forces known as the Green Berets. Law enforcement today was seen outside of a home in Colorado Springs where Matthew Livelsberger apparently lived. Here's the statement from FBI in Denver. Says the Denver Field Division of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and the Colorado Springs Police Department are conducting law enforcement activities at a residential address in Colorado Springs. FBI Denver personnel and specialized teams will be on site for several hours. This activity is related to the explosion in Las Vegas on Wednesday. Due to an ongoing nature of the investigation, no further information will be provided out of the Denver FBI. What they're saying now, and again, this is in the early stages, they don't believe, officials, that this was in conjunction or coordinated with the attacker in New Orleans. This morning, FBI officials held an updated press conference saying despite early reports, including from that kind of debacle of a press conference in New Orleans yesterday, it appears this guy in New Orleans, another American citizen, acted alone, but was radicalized by the extreme Islamic group ISIS. So those are the facts. Now, here's what's interesting and also disappointing. And we talked about this a little bit earlier this week on the show. As we move now into 2025 and we're under 20 days, whatever it is, 17 days or so away from Donald Trump being sworn in for his second term of president, I think it's critical for what we're doing on this show to bring you facts, confirmed information, and then juxtapose that to help us understand a little bit of what happened back in November at the election. Because if you were watching one news source, you get a very different picture than what I just told you over the last 20 minutes or so. According to CNN, and this kind of breaks it down, and I'll interject with my analysis, says erroneous early Fox News report about New Orleans terror attack is warping the political dialogue in the aftermath of the deadly rampage. The false report from Fox, which was attributed to anonymous sources, confused the public. And the article says, and evidently President-elect Donald Trump too. I don't think he was confused. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. The article says this misinformation is still circulating more than 24 hours later, serving as a cautionary tale about the news ecosystem as the new year begins. During the 10 a.m. hour yesterday, Fox reported that the New Orleans suspect's truck crossed the U.S. border in Eagle Pass, Texas, quote-unquote, 2 days ago. Some of the right-wing network's coverage explicitly said the suspect drove across the border, leaving viewers with the impression that a foreigner might be responsible for the deadly carnage. In fact, as we said, the New Orleans attack suspect was a United States citizen born here and an Army veteran. But those facts were not publicly established at the time Fox aired the faulty information. 8 minutes after the first Fox segment that mentioned the border, President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement about quote-unquote criminals coming in, unquote, from other countries. While Trump did not mention Fox directly, he is known to be an avid consumer of the cable network and has tapped several of his personalities for his incoming cabinet. Some of Trump's family members and political allies also immediately connected the attack to quote-unquote illegal immigration, as cited by Fox. Here's what Don Jr. wrote, quote, Biden's parting gift to America, migrant terrorists, unquote. Sharing the Fox claim on X, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican in Congress, exclaimed, quote, shut the border down, unquote. Now, Fox tried to walk back the incorrect report about an hour and a half later. The network said the truck used in the attack was actually in Eagle Pass nearly 2 months ago, not 2 days ago. More importantly, the truck was being driven by someone else at the time. It was available on the car rental app Turo. So the details about the border were completely irrelevant. As we said at the top of the show, this app Turo, who I've not heard of before this and never used, apparently, and this might be part, may be part of the terrorist thinking, alleged terrorists, that unlike when you go to Enterprise Rent-A-Car, they take all your, you know, everything but a DNA sample, basically. So if you cause any damage, it's easy to know who you are and who rented that vehicle. Apparently, Turo is kind of sort of like an Airbnb where, hey, this is the name I'm giving you. I give you a credit card, never meet you, and I pick up the thing, and that's it. A lot less detailed order to get. So someone else had this truck in Texas, allegedly, completely unrelated to what happened yesterday. But Fox News conveniently left that out. According back to this article on CNN, but the damage was already done. References to Eagle Pass continued to spread across social media. Fox continued to stream a clip on its website of the incorrect information. Quote, some Republicans continued to beat the border drum well after Fox News retracted its initial report, unquote, according to the Daily Beast's Josh Faleo. Ironically, Trump's original statement used the New Orleans attack to say that he was right and the quote-unquote fake news media was wrong about the threat posed by illegal immigration. If he had waited a couple of hours to react, he would have learned that the suspect, as we said, was indeed a U.S. citizen. A Fox News spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment about the misreporting. And again, unfortunately, key word and stress on unfortunately, this is a good opportunity in terms of having a real life example. And then look, it's fair for listeners of this program or other times. And this is one of my, one of my goals for 2025, be more intentional. Make sure I'm giving you facts. Make sure I'm giving you examples of what I'm talking about. So it's one thing for me to say, well, you know, Donald Trump always exaggerates, or, you know, Fox News are a bunch of liars. It's better for me to do what I just did. Give you factual information of what really happened and a clear example of what Donald Trump and the right-wing media did. And now we start to really get down, as Judge Weitzman says, where the chickens can get at it. Look at this one example. Now, amplify that across months of the 2024 election. And I truly believe that that may have been the largest reason that Donald Trump got reelected. Is you have otherwise rational and decent people in our communities, our friends and our neighbors, who we go to church with, we play golf with, we sit next to in church pews. And they go home and they watch a very specific form of media, Fox News being the big one. And they trust, well, it can't be on TV. They can't say it unless it's true. Because a lot of those folks still live in the Walter Cronkite era in their mind in terms of, well, media like that's not going to lie. And so they believe it to be the truth. And you get a steady diet of that for weeks and months. And then you go into the voting booth and you vote according to what you believe to be the truth. And that's why I'm taking it up as a critical mission for our show in 2025 to really lean into what we say every day, pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And just like the other story there in Madison, look, I mean, if it's I'm a former Republican who's not a card-carrying member of any organization, any political organization right now. So I don't care whether it embarrasses Democrats or Republicans. I just want the truth out there because you deserve that. We deserve that. And I believe that if we're given the truth, as Lincoln said, we'll make good choices. So I think it's a good example, a very fortunate, sad, tragic example, but a good example of how we can see what's true and what's not true. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And as we say, we're going to have some fun along the way as well. In hour two, we'll ask the question, what's worse, midweek holidays or... Are you a fan of midweek holidays, Albers?
I mean, I'll take it over not having it.
It kind of messes up the equilibrium a little bit for me.
Very much so, yes.
But we'll talk about that a little before we come back. Also, want to get this in on the other side. Big election. No, we're not involved in it directly. Big election tomorrow in Washington, D.C. for House Speaker. Mike Johnson's allies warning that a speakership battle could delay Donald Trump's victory celebration. What? It could happen. I mean, these days you never know. We'll come back, explain, take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the Todd Allball Show for a Thursday. See, midweek vacation.
Midweek holidays.
We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up hour one of this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from the Maggie Dawn Show, minus Maggie. Filling in is guest host Dan Schaefer, along with Angela Lang from Black Leaders Organizing and Communities and Law Forward's Jeff Mandel. They discuss Act 10 and the complexities in repealing the 2011 law.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. I'm Dan Schaefer, here with Angela Lang, who is co-hosting with me live from Racine, Wisconsin. And we are joined as well for this half hour of the show by Jeff Mandel of Law Forward. Jeff, thanks again for joining us.
Dan, I owed you a question. You asked me a second question, though, about whether this was going to stick.
That's right. So, yeah. Okay, just to reset for people who might just be joining us after the break here, we're talking about Act 10 and Jeff's piece on why what the ruling means and the recent decision to strike down Act 10. And one of the things that I was asking Jeff about was whether this time will be different from previous legal challenges. And because I'm cynical when it comes to these things.
Me too.
This will, you know, this news will hit the feed. Act 10 is struck down. And it's like, all right, well, it's going to get overturned eventually.
Yeah.
Or whatever it might be. But as Jeff, you described in our last segment, why this is different. And so could you help us understand why this next step in the process might be different as well?
Sure. So we talked about the theory here and trying to make sure that when the legislature draws a line and treats people differently, it draws that line. It does so on the straight and narrow. It does so honestly. And that's not what happened here in Act 10. So the next step is shortly before Christmas, the trial court here in Dane County issued a final order, and the legislature has appealed, has taken this case up on appeal. So,
which was expected, right?
Entirely as expected. The court has is entertaining a question about whether it should keep Act 10 in place while the appeal is going forward. That is, in an effort to make sure there's not some kind of whiplash in the state where collective bargaining is allowed again.
Sure.
And then maybe an appeals court takes it away. Should the court just say, hey, let's hold everything steady and see what happens? And there's briefing happening on that while the appellate briefing is also moving forward. So we'll know more. In the meantime, the court has told everybody just to hang on, no collective bargaining until it decides that stay question. And we're going to go forward and we're going to have the we're going to have an appeal. It is very difficult, of course, to predict what an appellate court is going to do. But what I can tell you is, and tell the listeners, is that our legal theory is quite clear. It is simple and easy to understand. And it is based on decades of established precedent in Wisconsin of how the equal protection guarantee in the Wisconsin Constitution works. So while I can't promise that this will definitely stick, what I can say is this is not novel. This is not some kind of fancy hide the ball, you know, magic trick. This is a really basic nuts and bolts legal case. And it is my belief that that it should be affirmed on appeal. We'll see what happens. We'll see exactly who's on the courts and who gets to decide. But judges who are looking at this based on precedent and caring about what the law is are going to come to the same conclusion that Judge Frost came to, that Act 10, as it was written, is not constitutional in Wisconsin.
We're joined here by Jeff Mandel of Law Forward, who is talking about the recent piece that he wrote at the Recombobulation Area on Act 10 about the likelihood of this, you know, this ruling from Dane County Circuit Judge Jacob Frost, who on December 2nd declared core provisions of the 2011 Wisconsin Act 10 law unconstitutional. So is this likely to be headed towards the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Jeff?
Oh, I think this is almost certainly going to wind up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, exactly what the timing on that is and things sort of remains to be seen. There's all kinds of lawyers' games that are going to get played out over the next couple of months.
There's always lawyers' games. No matter what, there's always going to be some lawyer games going on.
Yeah, there's a reason people hate lawyers.
Lawyers are great.
But after the lawyer games, what's next? Is this headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? And what do you expect, like, a timing on that to
be?
Because I think that's obviously critical.
Yeah, and it's really hard to say. You know, it's partially going to depend on what happens with the stay. If the stay is granted and there's no collective bargaining, that makes it all the more important that the Supreme Court hear the case sooner rather than later, because public sector workers in Wisconsin have already been deprived of their rights for 13 years. And if they're going to continue to be deprived of their rights while the case moves forward, then we need to get to the end so that one way or the other, we've got resolution. How exactly that works? I mean, I think there is still time. If the Supreme Court wants to hear the case this term, right? The Supreme Court works in terms and it decides, it hears all the cases by mid-May or so, and it decides them all by around the 4th of July or so, and then it picks up again right after Labor Day the next year. So if the court wants to decide the case this term, there is still ample time for that to happen. We've certainly rushed cases through faster than that.
Let's get to work, Wisconsin Supreme Court. Yeah.
but you know, again, it's hard to tell. There are a lot of things that that different lawyers and parties have to do, and there are lots of things that different judges are going to get to decide in the next few weeks that'll help to illuminate what's going to happen and what kind of time frame we're on.
Yeah. And just to take a step back and recombobulate on a couple of the topics that we've been talking about here, Angela wrote a piece called "Where Do We Go From Here?" And you're talking about this piece on Act 10. I think one of the things in our immediate future is just where we're going to go from here in Wisconsin is we're going to have an election here on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Yep.
I know.
Yep. Yay.
We're going to have an election here in Wisconsin for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to impact cases like this very one.
Yeah.
Maybe not this exact case. Like Jeff said, there's a lot of uncertainty. All of the legal Calvin ball that always seems to happen with all of this. But I think I'm just trying to connect these two things. Where do we go from here? And what do we understand about this? Well, one of the things that where we can go from here is to get involved in this Wisconsin Supreme Court race and having a pro-democracy majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and maintaining that on cases like gerrymandering, like Act 10, like a lot of the work that you folks, good folks, do with Law Forward as well.
Yeah.
Well, it really couldn't be more important to have a court that cares about democracy and cares about the rule of law here in Wisconsin. And I do, you know, for those listeners who are exhausted, and this goes to Angela's piece today, who are exhausted by hearing every single election in Wisconsin is the election of our lifetimes. It's the most important election in our state. What I can say is that if we protect a pro-democracy and protect a pro-democracy majority on the court this year in 2025, then the next two elections will not be existential for control of the court, and we will have a period where every election in Wisconsin is the most important ever.
That's a great point, Jeff.
Thanks for your work, Jeff.
Thank you so much. We're headed to break now. Stick with us here on The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk.
People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The first of 3 services is wrapped up for former President Jimmy Carter, who died last Sunday at the age of 100. A service was held at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta for library and museum employees and family members. ABC's Steve Osunsumi.
I think it reflected the man very well. Some of the most beautiful images I've seen were of his casket being moved into the Carter Center with the band playing behind him and the family watching over him.
Carter will lie in repose at the library for 2 days. About 24 states bracing as a winter storm system moves west to east along the I-70 corridor. That storm slamming Kansas City, where the International Airport is